Proclamation number 8874 of 25th of October, 1964. Desire to hear the word of God. How bitterly will regret one day not having listened to my voice, having kept yourselves close to my dress and thus let the great grace pass you by. For your soul is the one who suffers, it will have to atone for it one day, and that until it has found the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. But endless times can pass until it calls upon him for mercy. You humans do not recognize the gift of grace which is intended for you, so that you can already reach perfection on earth. You do not know about my endless love, which tries everything to bring you to your senses that you have received earth life for another purpose than you give it. You only always see the world and its pleasures, and you do not think of the hour of death. But you also do not believe in the survival of the soul, and that is what lets you pass away without a sense of responsibility. You don't see the miracles which should make you clearly aware that you are not created for the sake of physical life alone. For miracles can be discovered everywhere around you, you just have to want to see them. And likewise you would have to see the address of God as a miracle. You would have to recognize me myself in every word if you would only think a little. Yet spiritual life has become alien to you. You only ever see the world and everything connected with it. But one day you will think of every occasion when the word of God was brought to you, and you will not understand to have passed it by. And you will be able to consider yourselves lucky if you then still discover a ray of light, if you then can still seek out my Born of Life. But also this favor will be granted to you, but it always depends on your free will. You can just as well avoid the ray of light, but once you still recognize what you let pass, and the remorse about it will be bitter. My word is truly the greatest gift of favor, which I can still give to you before the end and which announces my will to you, which always only consists of it that you change to love. And when this love commandment is earnestly recited to you, where you are always only admonished to love God and the neighbor, then you also know that the announcers of this teaching are my messengers. You know it that I myself speak through those who therefore preach the love commandments to you as urgent, because with the fulfillment of those commandments you will also come into the possession of further gifts of favor, because then the measure of my favors is inexhaustible, which is now supplied to you. Everything only contributes to your perfection, to the perfection of your soul, which is the imperishable in you, which you are never allowed to let starve. Therefore I also only address your soul. I give it the food, which it needs to mature, to become healthy, to escape from its state of weakness, which is its lot at the start of embodiment as man. And when I feed and water the soul myself, then you can truly be convinced that it suffers no lack, that it will enter the kingdom on the other side in most radiant light. But you also have to cover the soul's needs by listening to my word, by giving the soul what it needs in order to become blissfully happy. Give the soul the opportunity to hear the word of God so that it can build itself up on it and desire to live. And whoever longs to be addressed by me I will also convey my word to him, for I take every such longing into account, I hear every request and grant it, especially when it concerns providing the soul with the necessary maturity which only my word can bring to it. The word which is bread and wine for the soul, which it can feast on, which gives it true life, which can no longer be taken away from it. Every person will once be addressed by me. In every person the question once arises, what will be hereafter? And if he then earnestly demands clarification about it, then it will also be supplied to him, for I have many ways and means, and no man directs a questioning thought in vain into infinity. Only then man should pay attention to it and not reject what is offered to him after such an earnest question. For I satisfy the soul's desire. But he who carelessly passes by my word will one day bitterly regret it, for the hour of realization will also come for him when he remembers the unused opportunity and can no longer make up for what he missed on earth. Amen.